Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. This is an audio recording of the blog post, "Is a Spit Roast My Sexual Holy Grail?" read by Girl on the Net. What is the ultimate best kind of sex? Ah, sure, we all have our favourite positions and our ultimate fantasies. Bucket list fucks with hot celebrities or specific sex toys we've always wanted to try. We've all got these. I've got plenty of these myself. But is there one thing above all others that I give my eye teeth to do? Yes. I would like for two dudes to fuck me in a very specific way. The spit roast. And I don't just mean me sucking on one gentleman while the other fucks me from behind. I mean a properly coordinated spit roast. All three of us moving in harmony, so that the force with which the first guy fucks my mouth pushes me more tightly back onto the other person's dick. And vice versa. Spit roasting has some pretty awful connotations, not least because the word itself sounds like something no human could possibly enjoy. There needs to be a better word for this, a word that's focused more on why it's fun than on the specific physicality of it. I'm gobsmacked, to be honest, that the first group of three people who got together and shagged like this couldn't come up with something better. The fuck sandwich, for instance, or cocktastic. What's more, I hate that spit roasting has been co-opted by the kind of twatty jocks who laugh about it, as if it's a win they've scored from the lady in the middle. A win that implies she's lost, and they're high-fiving over her naked back as if they've one-upped her in some way. It probably doesn't need to be said, but this attitude is some tedious, fucked-up bullshit, and it's really annoying for someone like me, who loves the idea of a spit roast. Not least annoying because if you have any inclination that the person you're fucking has lost, you need to go the fuck home immediately. Anyway, this is supposed to be about why spit roasts are hot. I've been thinking about this very particular position ever since an amazing guest blog from a pro dom in which she and a colleague gave a client a pegging spit roast. Please read it, by the way, it's incredibly hot. You can find it if you search my blog for pegging spit roast. But it reminded me that I've always wanted to try this particular sexual thing. The closest I've ever come to a spit roast was during the best night of my entire life. Two guys, both of whom were utterly beautiful, funny, and just the right kind of kinky. They stripped naked in a hotel suite and did, well, nearly all of the things we wanted to do. They fucked me. They fucked each other. They kissed right in front of me so I could marvel at the beauty of their faces smushed together in silhouette against the window. One of them let me go down on him while the other one fucked me from behind. And it was so close to a spit roast that it definitely counted. It definitely counted. Kind of. The first guy was lying down and I crouched over him, hands gripping tightly at his thighs and lips wrapped equally tightly around his spit-lubed cock. The second guy, with a cock just thick enough that there was only one place it could go, rolled a condom on, neatly to the base, and then gripped my hips and slid inside. He started slowly, as if going too hard would put me off my stroke. Then as I pushed back harder onto him, he picked up the pace, fucking me with solid strokes, crotch smacking against my ass with each of them, pushing me forward each time so I took more of the other guy in my mouth. I opened my lips wider and willed him to make me choke on it. He was lying down, not kneeling, so he couldn't quite get the right thrust to have me trembling. I still had a certain amount of control over how hard and how fast I took him in my throat, but it was enough. Because as the first guy put his hands in the small of my back and slid me down onto his solid cock, I tightened in anticipation of the next movement, the end of the thrust. When the entrance to my cunt would meet the base of his dick pushing hard in the other direction, and the force would shove me forward, and my lips would squash hard against the base of the other guy's prick. I got distracted, sorry. What's my point? No point really, except that I'd like to do this again. I'd like to try it harder. I'd like to match exactly the positions I see in porn, with perhaps the added possibility of the guys gripping hands across my back, pulling against each other, pulling into each other, so they can brace themselves and fuck me harder. So that in the middle, I feel not just full, but squashed, aching, crushed by the sheer force of their need and their desire to give me exactly what I want. I want to do it again and again and again until the fantasy spit roast is practiced enough to turn the fantasy ending into reality. The fantasy ending, a chain reaction that starts with the twitch of my cunt when I come, which leads to me choking, and the other guys tipping simultaneously over the edge, to the greedy, excessive pleasure of feeling one guy in my cunt and another in my throat, gulping down the thick, salty taste of one, while the other pulses and throbs in almost the same rhythm behind me. If you like that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, and you can help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet.